1 plus 1 equals 2. Everything in life is an equation with a sum. Whenever I don't sit and try to find a way to explain something I have rolling around in my mind, it just gets louder. If I don't sit and write it out, it's kind of like I have to fight it. Occasionally, I'll drop a few lines in my notebook and it leaves me alone because I trust my notebook to hold it. But sometimes, like this time, the only solution is to sit down to try and find the words so that I can move on. What is currently replaying in my mind is because of my current situation, and that can change daily. So I had better get this recorded before there's too much to say. The real solution when something is insisting I get clarity is just to write, have the clarity, and record so I have reference. I know it sounds self-centered to say I reference my own podcast episodes for my own benefit, but honestly, that's the goal. So many life lessons have multiple applications, and I have been so glad for the audio reference countless times. I don't have a podcast for a bigger reason than that. If you're even listening to me, you know I don't promote myself on my Instagram, I don't tell people I have what they need, and it certainly is not a way for me to make money. Maybe one day it will become that, but all these years and episodes later, that's not my current aim. Off topic to what I want to be saying, but on topic to that, I've never had clear purpose. I don't have one thing that I love and want to do forever. I'm not invested in one hobby, talent, skill, or dream. And it was only recently because of Amar on Yes Theory, asking people what their lifelong dream is, that I even realized I've never had one. My traumatic childhood in survival mode meant that survival was my aim and my dream. Maybe that's why I have no purpose. I don't know. Okay, pause. I have a friend that would hear that as a lie because he recently told me that he can feel me sending out goodness and smiles. And my reply was, if that's true, my life is complete. Because although that's a tangent I won't turn to, I will say that I just want to be a force of happiness and benefit on this planet. That's the only real goal I can attach to as a dreamer or wish. My life has been full of good, bad examples, and so I know who I don't want to be, and I know that a giver of happiness is the only thing I really do want to be. Okay, so finally, to tell you what I'm dwelling on lately, aside from the constant horrors happening to the Palestinian people, which I am dwelling on and crying about for months now, I am currently thinking so much about something related to that, the human condition. What is it to be a human? If I simplify that, 1 + 1 = 2. The first one is a physical body. The second one is an electrical consciousness that makes the body move and think. Many call it a spirit. And together, you have the sum too, the human being. As I write that, it doesn't seem anywhere near as profound as it has been for these last couple of weeks. So let me find more ways to explain. We know the body and the spirit are two separate things because death happens. When the body and the spirit are together, we have life. So it's easy to understand that when the two are separated, we have death. Basic math, right? But what I don't think we ever think about is each of those halves being something important, unique, and needy in its own right. To say that another way, if 1 + 1 = 2, and we always talk about the two, what happens if we consider the one and the one existing in their own right, separate entirely from the two? To jump right into a story to explain why I've been thinking about this, years ago, I broke my big toe on my left foot into 5 or 6 pieces. I was pulled down a ladder by a tree branch, and when I got up, it was super broken. Okay, so I went to Instacare. The doctor said, all the pieces are where they need to be. He wrapped it in tape and put me in a boot up to my knee, and then said, in 6 weeks, I would be healed and to take the boot off then. No need to take time off work. Not a big deal. Just something I have to put up with for 6 weeks. And like an ignorant little girl, I listened and believed what he said. I did go right back to work, and it got more and more painful. At 6 weeks, the x-ray showed no healing. And at 8 weeks, still no healing. And then something changed. My ankle swelled up like it had been stomped on, and my foot, ankle, and leg went purple up to my knee. It was after office hours that the pain got so bad. I consulted a doctor on my insurance app. I texted a friend, and I sent pictures to the doctor I did a podcast episode with on cortisol, Dr. Michael Jones. Shout out to his book, World of Alphas. And all three people said, go to the ER. It must be a blood clot. This is where I can make a long story short. Thousands of dollars later and no blood clots found, I met my current foot doctor who diagnosed CRPS, complex regional pain syndrome. It's a physical nerve issue where the nerves freak out so much so that they affect the color of your skin. The best way to explain it is that they believe they need to panic. Separate from your feelings or emotions, the nerves of the body in the area of the injury say, nah, not okay. Everything is awful and wrong. What's so interesting about this happening to me is it didn't matter that I was just waiting for my foot to heal on its own. My foot acted as a separate entity from me doing what it was doing. And the CRPS meant that my whole body had to stop everything, walking, working, living, and sit with my foot up to give it an opportunity to calm the fuck down. I did then also have regular physical therapy because apparently we caught it quickly. And when CRPS goes undiagnosed and not taken seriously, the nerves freaking out doesn't stop and it can become a chronic issue. It's a rare condition, apparently, but side note, I know someone who currently has chronic CRPS and deals with a lot of pain. So what I haven't mentioned is the nerve pain. My case was less severe than many in the realm of pain, but because they are nerves, when they freak out, comfort is not what you feel. Nerve pain is awful pain. Anyone who's ever had a neuroma in your foot, you understand the stabbing horror of the nerve pain. And that's really a very good way to explain the one plus one thing. Nerves are what give us sensation throughout our body. Nerves are what tell you when you cut or burn yourself. They are the part of your body that shouts to bring attention. I'm writing about the shouting part of the body. That's what I'm dwelling on. This separateness and the need for a part of your physical body to have a physical sensation of shouting to get your attention. From the time I broke my toe to the time I was able to return to work after the healing was 5 months. That included the ignoring it, the ankle swelling up, the purple, the diagnosis, the physical therapy, the sitting on my bed for weeks, all of it. But it was then that I was finally at the beginning of learning that my foot is kind of a separate entity from me. It's part of the one half of me. So if my foot is the part of the one plus one equation, what is the second half? My spirit, the electrical system that operates the body. The part of me with thoughts, the part of me that is in charge of moving my hands to my foot and rubbing it, the part of me in control of speech that can say to my foot as I rub it, it's okay, you don't need to worry, everything is healing, you don't need to panic. I'm talking about the electrical part of us that transfers from our fingertips that other people can feel when we touch them. There is no denying we are a creature of one plus one equals two. You have two separate parts making up the two. And when one of them dips out, you have a dead body. So one plus one equals two should be said like body plus spirit equals being human. This sounds obvious, but I am trying to make a point. So fast forward many years. I have been dealing with pain in that same foot, not because of the broken toe, but because of two neuromas that reared their ugly heads back in 2018. I thought I was going to lose my mind the first day I had to deal with that pain. It was like being attached to a torture device without warning every time I was zapped. It got so bad, I couldn't walk. Even just sitting still, I was wailing. I know that's quite the image to share. I don't know if I've ever experienced sharp pain worse than that. It was amazing. For anyone who doesn't know, when a nerve becomes pinched and damaged in a specific spot, the aggravated area that develops on the nerve is called a neuroma. There are nerves in the foot that are squeezed in between your foot bones, And so just from the physiology of structure, sometimes neuromas happen. Nothing complex, nothing big, just a thing that can easily happen in a foot. To cut out a neuroma is to cut out the nerve, which means you take out sensation to the part of the body where the nerve goes, which in the feet, in my case, is to the toes. So struggling to walk very far without my nerves getting upset, I had my awesome foot doctor inject them with cortisone and try a few different things before I finally relented and had surgery a couple weeks ago. Same left foot. But instead of removing the nerves, he cut some tendons in my foot that hold the bones close together, the goal being that the space between the bones will be a little bigger and the irritation on the nerves will heal. Okay, I feel like that's so much explaining to get back to my point. With my surgery being a couple of weeks ago and the healing finally starting, something typical has been happening. Lots of bruising and lots of itching. And because I have new perspective on not just expecting a body part to heal without mental attention on it, I have been talking to my foot and rubbing it so that this time it doesn't decide it needs to freak out. CRPS is one of those things that doesn't really just go away forever, which is why early diagnosis is vital, so that you can convince it that if it does appear, it's unnecessary and the nerves don't fall into a panic pain pattern. I write this after having my stitches removed today and still being so sore. The doctor also said to me that I might have a flare-up of CRPS if I don't get walking on it soon and treating it like a happy foot. That's my wording, not his. But you get what I'm saying. So it was as I was rubbing my foot after surgery, talking to it, using my red light tool on it, that I suddenly thought about the itching and how if I rub it where it itches, I'm soothed. It is soothed. Then I wondered if the itching was my foot asking to be soothed. You know how when something heals, it always itches? That then made me liken it to a crying child who needs to be held. And this is where things started to make sense and fall together for me. I have a lot of opinions on the need for children to be touched because of the time I spent in Romanian orphanages, giving children who were ignored love and attention. The electricity coming out of my hands is an entity that those children needed. All of us have it, and all of the children need it, just to be clear. And when the children were abandoned and had to go without it, their minds and bodies changed. Not that it's the same thing, but for the purpose of my thought process, it's kind of like my CRPS with the body freaking out and turning into doing something separate that isn't controlled by my brain's thought process. An ignored infant is not a normal infant. They can't ever become normal after their situation has taken hold. Also, like the CRPS, if they are ignored, the problem will always be a problem. I can say this because my mother adopted two of the children I was with in Romania, so I speak from a place of experience. I'm not trying to distract from my point. I'm trying to explain it in as many ways as I can to make it easy to understand. If you're paying attention, you get it. If you aren't paying attention so much, you ask, so what are you really talking about at this point? My answer is the power and necessity and magic of human touch. The touch that comes from a conscious spirit moving into the hands to the part of the human body to relay electricity and convey caring. Caring is a generic word. I almost don't know what word to use right there because there's so many words that could fit. Love, wholeness, kindness. Choose any of these. It still works. Fingers and hands telling any part of the body I care is not just a thing. It's a necessary part of our 1+1=2 construction. As long as you are alive, you exist because 1+1 getting you to a 2. This is obvious stuff. But if it is basic, obvious stuff, why haven't we already made sure no children go ignored? That no body part goes ignored to just heal on its own? Why do we touch one another ever? Because 1+1=2. 2 is the magic of being human. 2 is why we have the word humanity. 2 is why we have love. too, is why I cry at the horror of 14,000 Palestinian children currently dead and countless injured. My body, my two, knows deep in itself that without being a two, I am dead. And while I am a two, I have to actively be a two. This is also why it's so far outside of my construct to understand murdering people by carpet bombing them and shooting them in the street. That's not how we are made. How one becomes that is through so much working against one plus one. The deformation of both ones gets us to a sum that is not two. I don't know what to call that awful sum because it isn't being human. But for every one of us that is a two, we operate from a place of wholeness and understanding that includes the caring. To think of it another way, if the physical body is one and the spirit body is one, then it's accurate to say if you don't have a two, if you add one plus 0.3696103, that must be how mass murder takes place. A bunch of people are not whole. They are fractions that don't know how to be a human. So to sum up, now that I think you understand my point, take the electricity in your hands seriously. Make the conscious choice to care. Rub your foot when it hurts. Give it caring. Touch your friend's arm with love when you understand what they're going through. Make sure the children in life feel your wholeness. If 1 + 1 = 2 and we are twos, what incredible number and greatness can we become or achieve when we all consciously choose to convey love and caring? And I mean to ourselves and others. I'm guessing immeasurable amounts of healing and wholeness.